Kira Rekoff. Rekoff is spelled R-I-E-K-H-O-F. Lafayette County Farm Bureau Volunteer for Education and Promotion.
And talking about the farm tour, when and where is it going to be taking place?
Our legislative farm tour will be on Thursday the 19th at the Hines Dairy Farm and also GR Farms just south of Higginsville. That's a row crop operation.
You said that it was a legislative farm tour. What does that actually entail?
Well, as a Farm Bureau, we feel that it's important to educate our policymakers on what we do in agriculture and specifically grain and livestock production for this year's event. This is our first time to host this event, and we have approximately a little over 30 legislative, national, state, and local city administrators in Lafayette County have been invited in RSVP. And they're going to get some hands-on opportunities to watch dairy cows being milked, to understand the eco-friendliness of the Hines Dairy located outside of Higginsville. And then also at GR Farms, Garrett Rekoff will explain the many aspects of technology in grain production. So this is an event for educational purposes. It's not one that we're going to push a policy at these representatives and senators or city administrators. It's just purely an opportunity for education because we feel like if we can get more people to the farm to understand what we do, they will understand where their food comes from and the immense detail that we use as farmers to grow a safe, abundant food supply for them.
Absolutely, and they all need to understand exactly what you said, where it all comes from. Is this something that the public is welcome to attend, or is this just mainly to educate our legislators?
Well, we have to start out small, Mandy,
right.
And with the potential to hopefully grow. Other county farm bureaus have public events on farms, and this is just one way. We have a small group of volunteers for the Lafayette County Farm Bureau. This is just one way for us to start. Helping educate about agriculture. We are dreaming big of doing different aspects of agriculture each year on this farm tour, and our goal is to promote and educate agriculture to as many people as possible. If we had more volunteers, I would be very confident in saying that we would love to do a public event, but it takes a lot of man time and volunteer hours, and sometimes those are hard to come by in today's world when we have so many things to do. But our goal is to promote and educate agriculture to whomever, and I would suggest that anybody listening, don't get your information from social media or the television. Get your information from a farm ag station like KMZU or directly from a farmer. And there are tons that would be willing to show their business to anybody who would be interested.
Now, if there's somebody in your area or even outside the list, outside your area that would like to volunteer for your Farm Bureau, how would you suggest they get a hold of you guys to do that?
Well, KMZU covers a vast, diverse area, so there should be a county farm bureau in each one of your counties in your listening area. And if you are located in Lafayette County, we meet just on a monthly basis, and they can contact the Higginsville Farm Bureau office to become active in Lafayette County. But again, Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that has offices in almost every county in the state and very active chapters in your KMZ listening area, I know, because we work closely with a lot of the district's Farm Bureau memberships.
Absolutely. Now, Kara, if anybody has any other questions about any other farm tours, can they just go onto your all's website and look up their county?
Yes, that would be a great way. Yeah, if anybody is interested in learning more about Farm Bureau or about ways to educate and promote agriculture, a great resource is mofb.org.
All right, great. Thanks, Kara. Is there anything else that you would like to add today?